The Jell-O program, coming to you from the Ritz Theater in New York City, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with Cheerio. Ladies and gentlemen, if I seem just a bit excited tonight, please forgive me, because Jack and I just got our first glance at a wonderful new recipe book that the General Foods people have been working on for the past year and a half. It's called the Calendar of Desserts. And friends, this Calendar of Desserts is the most attractive, most convenient, most exciting book of recipes ever introduced on the air. In all our 7 years of broadcasting, we've never offered you Jell-O listeners a recipe book of any kind. Frankly, we wanted to wait until we had something really outstanding. And the Calendar of Desserts is it. It's not just a small booklet you'll use maybe two or three times, but a recipe book designed to be used every single day of the year, with a grand dessert suggestion for every day from January to December, charmingly illustrated and cleverly arranged for rapid reference. Just name the day and presto, this convenient calendar names the dessert. There are 365 different kinds and ideas for desserts, including pastries, puddings, cakes, cookies, and of course, dozens of delightful Jell-O desserts, too. All of you I know will want this swell calendar of desserts, and we've made it easy to get. Simply send your name and address to Jack Benny in care of General Food, Battle Creek, Michigan, enclosing 10 cents in coin or stamps. Write for your copy of this new handy calendar of desserts tonight if possible, tomorrow sure. That was Cheerio, played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, this week our program originates from New York City.
Yes, sir.
New York, which was originally purchased from the Indians for $24.
Yep, 24 bucks.
So tonight, we bring you a man who could have bought it for $23.50, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And, Don, I don't mind your kidding me about being tight when we're in Hollywood, but here in New York, it doesn't fit. There's a guy living in this town that makes me look like Diamond Jim Brady.
I think I know who you mean.
I think you do. This particular fellow is so money mad that not only is he on the air for Texaco every Wednesday night, but he pumps gas the rest of the week. This gentleman...
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I wouldn't do any gags about Fred Allen if I were you. Remember, he's right here in New York, and you might have trouble with him.
I'm not scared of that windbag. And let me tell you something, Don. I've got a bodyguard with me that's one of the toughest mugs in New York City. His name is Killer Hogan. So don't be afraid to ask me what I told you to this morning. Go ahead, ask me, Don.
Okay. Tell me, Jack, why did Allen say on his last program that you ride around in glass-bottom taxi cabs so you can look for cigar butts? Is that true?
Yes, it is, Don. I do ride around in glass-bottom taxi cabs, and I do look for cigar butts. But I wish I had a nickel for every time I ran over Alan's fingers. That's how our fight started. He claimed Park Avenue was his.
Jack, you must be kidding.
Oh, no, I'm not, Don. Of course, since Alan has been doing well, he carries a Malacca cane with a nail on the end of it. As a matter of fact... Oh, hello, Hogan.
Everything's okay outside, Cheese.
Okay.
Everything okay in here, Cheese?
Yeah, okay.
I'm on the job, Cheese.
Okay. Well, Don, it's sure great to be back on Broadway.
Pardon me, Jack. Was that Killer Hogan?
Yes, he may not look so tough, but he's really a gorilla. But as I was saying, Don, it's sure great to be back on Broadway and broadcasting again from this cozy little theater. The whole staff here is so sentimental and thoughtful.
What do you mean?
Well, when we were here a year ago, I left my derby on the windowsill in my dressing room. When I walked in there this morning, guess what?
It was still there?
Not only that, someone planted a geranium in it. I put it on, and I looked exactly like Carmen Miranda. Tell me, Don, have you had any fun in New York?
Yes, indeed, Jack. The little woman and I have been having a grand time.
Oh, yes, the little woman. By the way, Don, as long as this trip is a sort of a honeymoon for you, I'd like to pay your wife's hotel bill as well as yours.
Oh, now, you don't have to do that, Jack.
Oh, yes, Don, I insist.
Hey, gee, thanks very much. Darn nice of you.
That's all right. By the way, where are you living?
At the Ritz-Carlton.
Yikes! all right, Don, I made a promise, and I'm going through with it. You can live at the Ritz.
Thanks.
Now, here's a handful of nickels. You know where to eat. Oh, you're standing in line for change, you know.
Hey, Chief. There's a dame out here. Should I let her in?
A dame?
Yeah, she looks like a gun, Marv.
Out of my way, Greenboard, or I'll scuttle you.
Married, huh? Yeah, aren't you the one, though? You know, Mary, you got a bigger reception than I did.
Well, I didn't sell my tickets. I gave them away.
I gave mine away, too. Hogan, what are you standing there for?
She took my blackjack away from me.
Mary, please return Mr. Hogan's blackjack.
Some blackjack. It's got sachet in it.
Never mind. Hand it over.
Okay. Here it is, Hogan.
Ouch! Darn you.
Mary, I won't have you beating up my bodyguard. You can go, Hogan.
Okay, Chief.
Now, Mary, was that nice?
Fine bodyguard.
Oh, he's all right.
Well, with your body, I guess it's okay.
Just leave him alone, that's all.
Okay. Hello, Don. How's the little woman?
Oh, she's just fine, thanks. And you know what, Mary?
What?
Jack is paying all of our expenses at the Ritz-Carlton.
That's great. Jack who?
Jack me, that's who. I'm paying all the expenses for Don and his wife while they're in New York.
Now anything can happen. I wouldn't be surprised to see men walking down the street with geraniums growing out of their derbies.
I can show you one of them, too. So it's no miracle.
By the way, Mary, I saw you last night at the Ed Wynn show. Did you see it, Jack?
Ed Wynn? No, not yet, Don.
Well, don't miss it. He's a scream. I tell you, Jack, my side still aches.
Oh. Ed Wynn, eh?
You should have been there. You know, Jack, Don loves
Don. That's Don. He's been with us for 7 years. Remember, Dan was the fellow we had 9 years ago, you remember? Huh?
You know, Jack?
What?
John laughs louder at Ed Wynn than he does at you.
Oh, he does, eh?
What else did you see, Mary?
Oh, I saw a lot of swell shows. I've been going every night.
Ed Wynn, eh?
I saw George Washington slept here and Panama Hattie and...
Just a minute, Mary. Listen, Wilson, what's so funny about Ed Wynn?
Well, to tell you the truth, Jack, I think he's one of the best comedians I've ever seen.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yes, I do.
Well, that did it.
Dig, Wilson, there goes your wife's hotel bill.
The nickels he can keep. What a traitor.
Say, King.
What?
There's a young fellow out in the hall who claims he's a tenor. Should I give him the old one, too?
No, let him in.
Okay, come in, you.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
You can go now, Piller. Dennis, give Mr. Hogan his blackjack. I said give it to him.
Here you are.
Oh, keep it. Somebody else will take it anyway.
You let him alone, Dennis.
Who is he, Mr. Benny?
My bodyguard. I got him in case Fred Allen tries to have these slugs around here, you know.
Well, you don't have to worry about anyone annoying you at the hotel, Mr. Benny. You're at the Sherry Netherlands, aren't you?
Yes, Dennis. Why?
Well, my uncle is the house detective there.
Oh, is that so? What's his name?
Tiptoes McNulty.
Oh, yes, I met him. And by the way, I wish you'd speak to him, Dennis. He threw an aunt of mine out of my room yesterday. It was very embarrassing.
I'll mention it to him.
Thanks. Well, Dennis, as long as Phil isn't here yet for his band number, how about doing your song?
Okay.
I wonder where he is, anyway. Say, Mary, did you call Phil at his hotel like I told you to?
Yes, and before I could tell him who I was, he made a date with me.
Oh, well, he'll probably be along pretty soon. Go ahead, Dennis. Let's have your number.
Okay.
Now what? Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to our...
Thanks, Hogan. Drag him out.
Okay, Chief. I knew I'd get rolling.
I had faith in you, Hogan. Believe me.
Thank you.
before I fell in love so blindly, never asking how, or why, or where. Darling, I was treated so unkindly, I resolved I'd never fall again. There I go, pleading with my heart again. There I go, acting not so smart again. Oh, it's unwise, I can't disguise my love. Oh, I know, too much love may curb the fire. There I go, led astray by my desire. There's no golden rule to guide a fool in love. I tell my heart, be careful, for you'll find that you dream alone. I'm wise and true, what good does it do? My heart has a mind of its own, and there I go, killing all the dreams I knew. There I go, thrillingly in love with you. Don't know if you care, darling. There I go.
Sung by Dennis Day, and very good. By the way, Dennis, you remember before we left Hollywood, I promised your mother I'd keep an eye on you and see that you behaved yourself.
Who, me?
Yes, you. I don't want to stop you from having a good time here in New York, but I don't like the idea of you going to burlesque shows and then waiting at the stage entrance for the girls. That isn't nice.
Well, you do it.
Now, Dennis, after all, I'm a little older than you are.
A little, he says.
I mean, I'm an adult. In the first place, I was waiting at the stage door for my aunt. Bumps Benny. She's a dub dancer. And in the second place, Dennis... Hiya, Jackson. Look what I found out in the hall. Phil put Hogan down. Okay, well, here I am, folks. Come on, patty cake. You had to ask for it, didn't you? All right, killer, you can go.
Should I give him the old 1-2, Chief?
No, just get out.
Okay, I'm on the job, Chief.
Say, who is that guy?
Never mind him, Phil. What's the idea of showing up so late?
Well, you know how it is, Jackson. I only get to the big town once a year. I got a lot of things to do, a lot of things to see.
Uh-huh.
Now, take this afternoon, for instance. I went to Staten Island.
You went to Staten Island? How did that happen?
I followed a blonde into a hotel that turned out to be a ferry boat.
Oh, so you went to Staten Island, eh, Phil?
Yeah, I took a trip all around the harbor. You ought to do that sometime, Jackson. It's very educating.
Oh, oh, it must be.
Yeah, I've seen the Battery and the skyline, and I've seen the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, you've seen them?
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I got back, I seen Ellis Island.
You mean Ellis Island?
No, Alice. She lives on 46th Street.
Oh, Ellis Island. Oh, yes, yes. Remember, Mary, that's the girl we saw Phil with the other night.
She looks like Ellis Island.
Well, we're right back in the harbor again. Anyway, Phil, it's nice to do a little sightseeing while we're in New York.
Oh, boy, Fifth Avenue on a windy day.
Now, cut that out. What a guy.
Say, Phil, don't forget you promised to take me to see Life of Father next week.
It's a date, Mary.
Wait a minute, Mary. I took you to see Life of Father the last time we were in New York.
Yeah, but look where we sat. Way, way up in the balcony.
Oh, we weren't up so high.
Go on. A St. Bernard dog brought us our program.
Now, don't be silly. We couldn't have been so far up. I saw the whole show.
Sure, but when the curtain went down in the first act, you said, look, somebody dropped their handkerchief.
All right, I'm a comedian. I'm supposed to say funny things once in a while.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, fine.
There's a man outside that says he's a doctor.
A doctor?
Yes. Should I give him the old one, too?
No, where is he?
Jack, look, it's that quack you had in Hollywood.
From Hollywood? Oh, my goodness.
Well, well, how's my little man this chilly, willy day?
Now, Dr. LeRoy, what are you doing in New York?
You're the only patient I've got. You're not going to get away from me.
But, Doctor, I'm cured. I told you my cold is gone.
Well, if you can't catch one here, I'm ashamed of you.
Look, Doc, there's nothing wrong with me. I feel wonderful.
Now, open your coat. I want to tap your chest.
Oh, what's the use?
Now, hold still.
You see, there's nothing wrong.
Now, let's try over here.
Well, there goes my watch. Now, Doc, will you please leave me alone?
Now, just a minute. I want to see if your lungs are all right. Take a deep breath.
Oh.
Come on now. Take a real deep breath.
Oh, all right.
Now, hold it.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Jack is holding his breath, why don't you run down to your neighborhood grocer and ask him for a package of Jell-O? It is not only tempting, but economical and easy to make. Jell-O comes in six delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. So always look for the big red letters on the box. I thank you.
Well, good night, Mr. Benny. I'll see you tomorrow, and you can exhale.
I'm exhaling right now. For heaven's sake, how long do you think I can hold my breath?
Look at his face, Doc. It's all blue.
Don't worry. It'll go back to gray in just a minute. Goodbye.
Imagine that guy coming all the way from Los Angeles just to break your watch.
Well, it's all Rochester's fault. I told him before we left Hollywood to call up the doctor, tell him I don't need him anymore.
Hey, Jackson, where is Rochester?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since our first day in town. We got off the train. He came to the hotel with me, unpacked my trunk, pressed my new brown suit, put it on, and that's the last I saw him. Now, Phil, play a number while I cool off a little, will you?
Okay. But listen, Jackson, this isn't my regular band, so don't expect too much.
Phil, believe me, if they hit just one good note during the entire number, you have not made this trip in vain. Now, go ahead. Hold it a minute. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes. Thanks, Hogan. Drag him out again. So you're the one played by Phil Harris and his New York orchestra. Say, where'd you get this aggregation, Phil?
Well, I borrowed a few of the boys from Tommy Dorsey, and I got a couple from Joe Reichman.
I see.
And I got the brass section from Abe Lyman.
I thought, though, I can smell the pastrami from here. No kidding. I never saw a guy in Lyman's band order anything that didn't have a dill pickle laying alongside him. Say, Phil, I noticed during your last number, one of your musicians wasn't playing at all. He just sat there with the instrument on his lap.
I got him from Stokowski. He wouldn't play with us for $1 million.
Oh, well, I can see his side of it. Say, Mary, do me a favor, will you?
What do you want?
Get my little book out of my overcoat. I've got some phone numbers there where I might be able to reach Rochester.
Okay.
I'll find out once and for all whether he's California's ambassador to Harlem or working for me.
Hey,
Chief. Oh, brother. What is it, Hogan?
There's a guy out here who says he's the mayor.
The mayor?
Yes, he don't look like LaGuardia to me.
He don't, eh? Hello, Jack. Can I see you for a minute? What? Why, it's the mayor of Waukegan, Bidey Tolcott. Come on in, Bidey. Well, this certainly is a surprise. I'm glad to see you, Bidey. Listen, Hogan, this gentleman is the mayor of my hometown.
Oh. But I'm glad I didn't give him the old 1-2.
What do you mean with that old 1-2?
1-2, button my shoe, 3-4, shut...
Get out of here! Holy smoke. My goodness, Jack, who was that fellow? Well, it's like this, Bidey. Fred Allen's got a bunch of thugs out. You know, looking for... I had to hire a bodyguard. Say, Bidey, you know the gang, don't you?
Sure.
Hello, Phil. Don?
Glad to see you, Mayor Talkett.
Hiya, buddy. What's cooking? Phil, please. Well, well, there's Kenny Bakey. Hello, Kenny.
Kenny Bakey?
Kenny Bakey.
Hello?
Dennis, wake up. You're not Kenny Baker.
What's the difference? A tenor's a tenor.
Well, I've had trouble with all of them, if that's what you mean. Tell me, Bidey, how's the old gang in Waukegan? How's Julius Finnegan and Stubb Wilbur?
Oh, they're around. The last time I saw Stubb, he was on the floor of his garage.
Oh, fixing a car, eh?
Nope, just laying there.
Ah, good old Stubb.
Here's your little red book, Jack.
Thanks. Oh, Mary, you remember Bidey Tolcott, the mayor of Waukegan, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Bidey. What's that under your nose?
It's a mustache. He's always had it. Hey, Bidey, I meant to ask you, isn't that your gavel sticking out of your coat pocket there?
Yeah.
What do you need that for? You're in New York.
I brought some walnuts with me.
I see.
Goody. After the show, we'll have a party.
Now, cut that out. Excuse me a minute, Bidey. Say, Mary, I've got to get in touch with Rochester. Call up this first number in my little book. He may be there.
Okay.
Well, Bidey, I can't get over your being in New York. What's the big idea?
I came to see you about the premiere of your picture, Jack. We're all set for you in Waukegan.
In Waukegan? Why, Bidey, didn't you know the premiere of Love Thy Neighbor is being held right here in New York Tuesday night?
Well, I'll be doggone.
Jack, that number's ringing.
Give me the phone. Excuse me, Bidey. Hello? Hello?
Hello. This is the Harlem Social Benevolent and Spare Observer Thursday Club.
Oh, can you tell me if Rochester's there?
Come again?
Rochester Van Jones. He works for me, and I want to talk to him.
Are you Mr. Jack Benny?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh? Is he there or not?
Well, he was, yeah, Mr. Benny, but as soon as he won, he left.
Oh, I see. Was he shooting crap?
He must have been. We ain't much on backgammon up here.
Well, where do you think I can get in touch with Rochester?
You might call Monument 81700. That's his girlfriend.
All right, thank you. Mary, try Monument 81700.
Okay, Chief.
Now, Bidey.
Yes, Jack?
I'm surprised you didn't know about the premiere being held in New York.
Well, can't you switch it to Waukegan?
Not very well. You see, it's all set for the Paramount Theater here Tuesday night.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Look, Bidey, there was nothing I could
do. Here you are, Jack.
Give me that phone. Excuse me, Bidey. Hello?
Susan Brown, the sweetest girl in town, talking.
Well, Miss Brown, this is Jack Benny.
Oh.
I'm trying to get in touch with Rochester. Is he there?
He was, Sheriff.
Oh. Well, do you think he'll come back?
In all modesty, I can guarantee that.
Well, Miss Brown, when he returns, will you please have him call my hotel? And also tell him he's not getting any salary this week.
That ain't gonna worry him much. He got a pair of dice that must have gone to Harvard.
Oh, he has. Well, Miss Brown, where do you think I could reach him right now?
Well, he left a number here. Lehigh 25863.
Lehigh 25863. Is that another girl?
If it is, you better start looking for a new butler.
Well, I'll call it anyway. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Doggone, that boy's always in trouble.
Say, Mary.
What?
Rochester won a lot of money in a crap game last night.
Well, figure it out some way to get it yourself. I'm busy.
That's not why I mentioned it. Dial Lehigh 2-5863 and we'll see if we can get Rochester there.
Okay.
You know, Bidey, I'm awfully sorry about the premiere, but didn't you get my letter?
Sure, but I want the opening in Waukegan.
So do I, Bidey, but it can't be done.
Well, why not?
Look, Bidey, if I told you once, I told you five times. The premiere's in New York. There's nothing I can do about it.
Here you are, Jack.
Give me the phone. Excuse me, Bidey. Hello?
Hello. Let us add new gin to your fin club.
Now, look, Mr.
Radcliffe Spears Jr. talking.
Now, look, Radcliffe, I'm trying to get in touch with Rochester Van Jones.
Uh-oh.
This is Jack Benny.
You heard me. Uh-oh, didn't you?
Now, listen, what about Rochester? Is he there?
He was, yeah, but he made his point and left.
I know. I understand he's been very lucky.
Lucky, he says.
Now, Radcliffe, please tell me, where did Rochester go?
I don't know. Hey, Sylvester, where did Rochester go?
I don't know. Hey, Pancake, where did Rochester go?
I don't know. Hey!
Never mind. Let it go. I'll find it myself.
Now, look, Bidey, I did everything I could to have the premiere held in Waukegan. I went to Paramount. Personally, I argued about it. But they insisted that it must be in New York. So you see, Bidey, if there was anything I could possibly do, I'd be only too glad. This is the last number of the 11th program in the current Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night, still broadcasting from New York City. Say, Bidey, as long as you're in town, how about sticking around till Tuesday and see the opening of our picture?
Okay. Of course, I'll have to call up the little woman.
Now you're talking. Good night, folks.
J-E-L-L-O.